IFA General Manager Bruce Jones says the vessel was backing away from mooring dolphins at the Hollis Terminal.
As it was backing out, it got caught by an extreme burst of wind, which pushed it into the end dolphin there in Hollis. And an I-beam put about a 14-inch hole in the upper corner of the car deck door, the vehicle door.
The vessel tied back up to the dock in Hollis, unloaded passengers, and notified the Coast Guard of the damage. Workers put a temporary patch on the hole, and the Stikine sailed to Ketchikan a Thursday afternoon. The IFA plans to have workers from Alaska Ship and Dry Dock install a more substantial metal patch covering the hole, and a more permanent repair will occur once the IFA's other vessel, the Prince of Wales, takes over the Hollis to Ketchikan run in early December. Jones says the Independent Ferry Authority has not seen such strong winds at the Hollis terminal before.
Well, you know, typically we have one, maybe two weather days a year that keep us at the dock, or we have to go out and turn around and come back. But, yeah, this one just, it's kind of unusual to get that kind of an extreme burst there in Hollis. It's not something that we've experienced before in the last 9 years that we've been operating.
The ferry Stikine was expected to be back on its schedule by a Friday afternoon. Meanwhile, the state ferry Aurora is also out of action this week due to a malfunctioning anchor motor. The state canceled the ferry's sailings through Saturday and is offering passenger-only service between Juneau, Hoonah, and Angoon on an Allen Marine boat. Also, the Kennecott will be picking up some of the Aurora's passengers heading out of Juneau to Haines and Skagway on Saturday. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.